your favourites coming into the game, and I don't know what that means to players, but you're expected to win, and you can only put the team out there yourself in the background team, but they went out and did it, and did it well.
Yeah, no, there's lots of warning signs. We've played Rathnure twice this year in the league and earlier on in the championship, and look, I mean, it was even like that at half time today. We're 8 or 9 points up. We were something similar in the championship, and I think they got back level within 5 minutes. They got 2-2 or something like that. So we knew, looked favourites. Look, we won it last year. The Martins were probably the favourites against us last year. They were going for 3 or 4 in a row. So we know fairly well that the favourites tag doesn't mean a whole lot nowadays, you know.
And we all know the goals are important, but it's also important when they come. And Una kind of settled the old nerves after 5 minutes, and then to grab two at the start of the second half was, you know, it really sealed the game in a way, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. We knew from a long ways out. We're only saying that, like, last year we were hanging on against the Martins, but we kind of looked, and there was no disrespect to Rathnure, but about 10 minutes to go, it probably was game over. I think it was 12 to 3 points, something like that. So it was a, look, it did goal settle the thing, but no, I think, you know, we'll all talk about Una, and rightly so, but no, it didn't just happen by accident. We've done a serious amount of work the last couple of weeks in training, getting involved into that situation as well, you know.
Yeah, because the girls look very fit. Of course, you had the advantage, Colin, that this year you didn't have that many players in with the county team, so the players you wanted were able to train with you, and that must have been an advantage for you.
Yeah, look, it's a big advantage, Liam. It's a serious advantage. I think it's a bit of a mystery, but I won't tell you a lie that we've won 2 in a row, and we've won senior player. I think that's a mystery to myself. Like, I'm obviously delighted to have him at home, train him as the whole team, but, you know, I just think there's something wrong somewhere. Like, yes, we have a couple of players that maybe mid-30s or whatever, but we've lots of players there, so I don't know. So that's up to me, but I do, you know, an Acorn is our sole county player, and I think there's something going wrong somewhere, to be honest with you.
Well, the county manager was there today, so he saw for himself.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'd like to have a younger Una Lacey, and Mary Lacey was outstanding. I mean, you know, the team played brilliantly. You couldn't pick anyone out. I know Una get the plaudits, but from 1 to 15, I thought you were excellent.
It's hard to pick anyone out, to be straight with you. Even look, Lauren in the goal, to be honest with you. Look, she set the tone. She caught a few balls earlier on, and, you know, settled her into the game. Like, we have a lot of young players too. Yeah, it's very hard to talk to Keir, the half-back line, the whole lot. I thought Stacey Kyo, she got man in the match last year, and I thought after 35, 40 minutes, she was heading that direction again. I thought the hurling she was doing and the work rate was quite unbelievable from her, to be honest with you. But it was everywhere. It was all over the field. You can't, you know, we got on girls near the end there, but, you know, it was definitely a true no fault of anyone playing poorly anyway, you know.
And of course, there were some players you couldn't use because the junior B's are playing tomorrow, aren't they?
So seemingly so, yeah.
Were you warned?
I leave that up to the...
Were you warned?
I got warned all year now, to be honest with you, Liam, but I don't know what sort of drink ban is going to be taking place from tonight now, Ring, but that's out of my hands. So the manager can't speak, actually, because he's actually out in Spain at the moment, so what goes on tonight, he won't know about it anyway.
And in terms of being able to play Keir out in centre-back, give you that, you know, having 18 to win a full-back,
yeah,
that's an added bonus for the team as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's something we don't last year, and look, we lost Karen Atkinson, talked about today, thank you, she had a baby there earlier on, but it was great to get her back involved in the panel as well. But, you know, it's probably, some people probably look at it, Akira is probably naturally full back all her life, and Aidan Brennan hurled very well for the Wexford Juniors this year at centre back, but no, we just found that role. But look, we're flexible enough, you know. Mary was centre back all the time, now she's wing back, you know. Shelley Kyo was always midfield, she's centre forward the last few years, so, you know, we're flexible in that regard too, you know.
Tough schedule ahead now, you, Colin.
There's no getting away from these girls. there's no getting away. Look, I think I don't know when this year's Leinster is. I think it's sometime in January. We haven't looked into it. We're up to Dublin next Saturday to play St. Jude's.
Last year's.
Again, and it's, you know, we'd always worked to our schedules and stuff like that. As we haven't even got a night for training. We haven't looked at it at all. We did, quite honest with you, we put a serious effort into it last winter when we thought it was going ahead, and I do believe it should have went ahead when they had an opening at the beginning of the summer. But it's not gone ahead. It's going next week. We'll treat with every bit of respect. That's one thing about our girls, whether it's practice match, tournament games, whatever, we go try and win. So look, we'll enjoy the weekend, and we'll look down and we'll go. It's nearly, I don't know, is it a free one maybe for another one in January? We'll give it a go anyway, whatever way it works out.
A lot of talk amongst players the way the championship was played this year, that it's, you know, we were doing playing no camogie in the summer, no championship in the summer, when we perhaps maybe should have been.
I think there has to be a balance there somewhere. Liam, it's not right to me going around this length, you know. Like, when do you get, like, we're lucky, when do you get in November like this weather wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're very lucky, but even looking at the pitch, and there's no disrespect to Belfield, perhaps the lads are training for Leinster themselves and stuff like that, County Fines last week, but, you know, very, very lucky to get this pitch in this kind of order, to be fair. I think there has to be something, like, look, I think county managers across the board kicked up. We were winning 3 in rows with Wexford back in 2010-11, whenever it was.
We're still playing our club championship.
And we're still playing our club championship.
In fact, so many girls played the Monday, Tuesday evening after playing.
Exactly. So if it's not broken, why fix it? I think there's something wrong. You should, you say, one girl on the senior, with three or four in the Wexford juniors. So you've 25 players there literally doing nothing, if you know what I mean, for the last 6-8 months.
Yeah, which is unfair. And you won't keep girls playing Camogie, I suppose, either.
You won't, and as you said earlier on, now you have girls togged out there today, all action, could have been used, they've turned around and played tomorrow. So I think a couple of weeks ago, our minor team played on a Saturday. Yeah, Maria Dowd played, I think, on a Saturday, and we played the county semi-final the day after. Like, it's just no balance to it at all whatsoever. But definitely, I'd be looking back to the old, is it ideal? No, Wexford playing on a Saturday and clubs playing on a Monday, it's probably not ideal, but we were winning All-Irelands 10, 12 years ago, why can't we do it now? Same thing, you know, and you keep everyone happy.
Not broken, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of this now, it's a remarkable 14 titles for some of the girls there. That just shows you the experience you have.
Great experience. Like, it's my fourth year involved. Like, we went down in, I think it was 17, they got beat in a semi-final. I think that was the first time they lost the semi-final. It's the only time they lost semi-final in something like 20 years. So I think it was 18 that I came in with the lads, and you know, it was a heartbreak there. We lost a couple of finals to the Martins, not much in them, drew on them. Luckily, we I think we're just a little bit more luckier the last couple of years with player availability. Like my first 2 years here, we never had Owen Lacey, you know. So you come back third and fourth year, she's there. You know, we're just that little bit luckier. Mary, I remember, was Noel and back. To Karen Atkinson was missed another year. Sharon Keogh wasn't in the job a couple of weeks. I remember Sharon Keogh was a regular goalkeeper. She was pregnant. So we lost a lot of players. But it settled. I think there's a nice balance there. Yes, you have players maybe in their mid-30s. No, they keep hurling. But now you have the younger ones, Maria Dowds, Lawrence Innes, Katie Roach and Acorns. They're seeing the standards now, what it's all about. And it's up to them to keep it going for the next few years as well.
Well done today, Colin, and best of luck next weekend.
Thanks very much, Liam.
Thank you. Well done.